food to eat is payment enough. Crichton and Anwyn looked at him, perplexed by his offer, not daring to believe it. Anwyn's eyes filled with tears, and she held out a hand to Bentley. He took it, and she squeezed it as tears fell down her cheeks.
The men are here!
Meg shouted as she ran into the room. Setting Crichton's broken leg proved to be a significant challenge. Bentley was thankful for Walsh's strength once again as they worked to hold Crichton still during the ordeal. The pain was nearly unbearable for Crichton, but they were able to set the leg and splint it.
"You're fortunate the bone didn't pierce the skin, or it would have festered for sure," the bonesetter said after tying the last bit of cloth on the splint. "Then I would have had to come back in a week and cut off the leg."
Anwyn paid the man his fee, and he left. She tended to Crichton as Bentley talked briefly with Walsh outside the cottage. The rain had almost stopped. Bentley enjoyed Walsh's charming perspective on life. His hair was blonde and his face broad. His husky frame suited him well.
"Are they kin of yours?"
Walsh asked. "No." Walsh tilted his head.
"And you're staying on to help them?"
Bentley winced and scratched his head. "It rather looks that way. I don't think he'll be doing much in his condition for a while." Walsh snorted.
"You're an odd one, that's for sure."
He squinted at Bentley.
"You're not from these parts, are you?"
Bentley hesitated. He hadn't prepared himself for this question. Finally, he replied, "I'm from south of here." Walsh smiled.
"A stranger you be, then."
He slapped him on the back. "Tell me about Lord Kingsley, Walsh." Walsh's smile vanished.
"Lord Kingsley's a powerful man. The entire village and all the farms pay half their crop or earnings to the Lord in taxes."
"Half?" Bentley was surprised any family could survive under such heavy taxation.
"Aye, half. It matters not whether the season be good or bad. And if someone can't pay, Lord Kingsley's knights'll take a child or a wife or the man himself. 'Tain't right."
Walsh's countenance turned to anger.
"But it weren't always so."
"What do you mean?"
"This was once a peaceful land, and Lord Kingsley was a fair landlord. But 8 years ago, the Luckrums started to come in and rob Holbrook and all the farms."
"Who are the Luckrums?" Bentley asked.
"They're raiders from the Boundary Mountains. They have a sanctuary up there near a bottomless lake, and a fearsome people they be. The leader is the Ashen Knight, named for his pale horse and pale armour."
Walsh stopped and stared into the distance. "You've seen him, Walsh?"
"Aye. Lord Kingsley could do nothing to stop him until Sir Avarick came. He agreed to defend Holbrook in return for being Kingsley's first knight."
"Seems like a good exchange."
"For Lord Kingsley, aye. For the people, not so. You see, Kingsley's..."